brought to you by Penguin.
The Affair by Hilary Boyd. Read by Helen Keeley. Chapter 1. Connie McCabe was an honest woman. At least she'd always considered herself as such. It wasn't something she prided herself on, it was just her default position, as another person's might be to slide away from the truth when it didn't suit them. But she was never brutal. If asked her opinion of a friend's new dress, she wouldn't say, "That yellow makes you look as if your liver's packed up," when the friend was stuck in the outfit for the foreseeable. So the events of that summer shocked Connie to the core, and made her question everything she thought she knew about herself. On the 2 p.m., kiss, 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 Connie texted her husband, Devon. They lived in a large village, almost a small town, or tillage, as the locals referred to it, south of the Mendips, on the Somerset Levels, and her train journey, starting from Paddington, would take close to 3 hours.
See you at the station. Kiss,
Devon replied. She sat back in the crowded carriage. The heating turned up way too high for the mild April day, and closed her eyes, letting out a luxurious sigh of relief. For the past 10 days, she'd been on call, responsible for 39 people's welfare. One passenger had cried off sick at the last minute, on a rail journey through the tulip fields of Holland. According to company guidelines, it was frowned upon to read or listen to anything, heaven forbid snooze, while accompanying her passengers across Europe. She should stay alert, poised to deal with any concerns her flock might have. So, despite loving every minute of her job as a tour manager, just sitting here alone with no responsibility to anyone but herself was bliss. Connie felt herself begin to unwind as the train travelled west, past Reading and Swindon, the countryside awash with bright blossoms and deliciously pale spring green. It had been a good tour. Only one really irritating couple who'd picked holes in everything, from the pillows to the narrow steam train seats, and rain on the day they'd toured Amsterdam. She'd been waiting for them to kick off about the colours of the spectacular tulip displays. There was always one. Now would be the time, she thought sadly, when I'd ring Mum and fill her in about my trip. Her mother, Sheila, had died in January, in her sleep, at 86. After barely a day's illness in her life. She'd been quietly independent to the last, living alone in her small South London flat with no fuss, miles from both of her daughters. But Connie would ring most days, and they would chat away. Sheila was wise, someone who really listened, but she also loved a good rant, a good gossip, a good laugh.
I miss you so much, Mum,
Connie whispered silently, her eyes filling with tears, which she quickly blinked away in the crowded carriage.
And I really need your advice. I'm worried. I don't know what to do about Devon.
Her train arrived 15 minutes late, but there was no sign of her husband or the red Honda in the semicircle of cars waiting on the station forecourt. She got out her mobile.
Hi, her husband said, sounding disoriented. Where are you?
At the station. She tried to keep the irritation out of her voice, but she was dying to get home and take off her cruise wear, as she called the outfits deemed suitable for her job, and have a long, hot soak in her own bath. She knew Devon had probably fallen asleep in front of some rugby match or other. It was all he seemed to do these days, since his retirement last summer as the village GP, a post he'd held for the past 30 years. There was a moment's silence, and she heard scuffling in the background.
God! Sorry, didn't realise the time. On my way,
Devon said, and clicked off.
Good trip?
Her husband asked, smiling briefly at her as she climbed into the car, but not removing his hand from the gear stick or leaning over to kiss her. His handsome face looked crumpled. His grey jumper had a large stain just below the crew neck, and his chin sported a day's growth, the stubble sprouting silvery, although it was only the very edges of his dark hair that showed signs of grey.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?